You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win was 7-1. That's been enhanced to 8-1. And Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win was 6-4. That's been enhanced to 13-8. And Manchester City got back on track against Hull at the Etihad last weekend. But they've been a little bit leaky defensively, Derek. Both teams have scored in their last five matches. And this has been an entertaining fixture recently as well. They've actually been 12 goals in their last three meetings between the two clubs. And Southampton beat Man City 4-2 in the corresponding fixture last season. I know you continually say on this podcast, Derek, that Southampton are underpriced.
Yeah.
Are they overpriced this weekend?
Yeah, they are. Because, you know, the price like this, because they really should be on the beach now, shouldn't they, Southampton? In fact, you know, they should be putting their luggage in the overhead locker, because there's nothing for them at stake here, and there's everything at stake for City, who's still, you know, not sure of a top four place. And that's factored into the prices, of course. But, you know, there's nothing at stake in Southampton's last two games, and they've beaten two, you know, resolute teams now. Palace, who were in the middle of a great run, and West Brom, which scuppered their Tom Zaha. We mentioned that, like, it's our treble last week because of Tom. We mentioned that already. No, I struggle to work out. Well, I don't know. It's like your odds compiler has thought, we've made a mistake every week here with Southampton, making too short, and it's all stored up. And the lump in Southampton are 4-1 here, and, you know, giving people like me a real temptation. I'm going to go for them, because the thing about City, yeah, you know, on their day, they're fantastic, but I've seen so many howling performances from City this season. You know, you wonder, you know, at their best, they are absolutely fantastic. At their worst, they're absolutely horrid. And I'm going to take a chance on 4-1 Southampton here. I just think maybe it's the mentality of their manager, Claude Puel, that's stopping the players take their foot off the gas. He's getting the best out of everybody under his guidance at the moment. Nathan Redmond, for instance, being called up into the England squad, who'd have tipped that a couple of seasons ago. So, yeah, I think Southampton are overpriced for the first time, probably, in the history of the human race.
Southampton are in the market at 17-5. That's Derek's pick for the game. If you're a fan of quirky stats here, this one comes from Opta. Sergio Aguero has scored in 11 successive Premier League games in the month of April, 14 goals in total, and he's already got scored in all three Premier League games in April 2017 so far. Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win, mentioned that at 13-8. Tom, your view on Southampton, Man City?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Southampton are in that bracket of teams that I'd looked at a few weeks ago, and I did last week. And, you know, I think, well, you know, where are they at, and where is the motivation? I also, you know, we've talked about the League Cup defeat as well, sort of the hammering them and really sort of ending their season. But those wins against West Brom and Palace were particularly impressive. You could look at the Palace one and think, well, they put all their energy in that victory over Chelsea a few days earlier. But Southampton have a tough run in now, and I always feel with Southampton, they kind of relish the opportunity of playing against teams like Man City. I think they've got Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal and Manchester United still to play. They concede a lot of goals at home, which will give Man City, you know, quite a bit of hope. And they conceded in four of the last six. And five of their last six home matches have landed over 2.5 goals. To throw that in with what you were talking about, Dave, about, you know, this fixture producing goals, I think that's the way it's going to go. I mean, three-quarters of Manchester City's away games this season have landed over 2.5 goals. And their away form is so patchy, Man City, that the value is definitely with Southampton. I can't bat Man City away from home with any faith whatsoever this season. I mean, I think they'd have to be playing somebody with far less threats than Southampton have, and they still have a few threats that I think will fancy their chances against City. But I'm going to go for goals here. I'm not 100%. I mean, if City turn it on, they could win the game. You could look pretty foolish looking at Southampton, but the price is definitely there for the Saints. I'm simply going to play goals, and over 3.5 goals at 7-4 for me just looks brilliant. You know, I mean, Man City, as Derek said, they have to win. Southampton will go for it in front of their own fans, and I think it'll be wide open. Certainly, both teams to score is an absolute banker in this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.